Debate in Parliament was heated on Friday with DA MP Mark Beck taking Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana to task over the controversial VAT increase. Beck accused the minister of ignoring Treasury's advice on the VAT hike.
The question to the minister is, you've stated now that the 2% VAT increase was your idea. And we know that the DG of Treasury at various instances warned you against that. And if that's the case, it seems that you are now acting contrary to the advice of Treasury. And would you then agree with me, Minister, if that is the case, that you're acting contrary to the advice of Treasury, that in fact, you have now gone rogue and you are undermining Treasury?
Godongwana fired back, dismissing the claim as misinformed. He defended his decision, saying his team merely raised concerns about potential changes from the president, not opposition to the increase itself.
The member from the DA says, I acted against the advice of my team. It has never happened. Probably his informer, whoever he is, informed him incorrectly. It's quite important that I must inform this House that I've never done that. This team can attest to that. After coming with the 2%, the team was saying it's a good proposal. However, how confident are you that even the president is not going to change? Because if you change down the line, the amount of work we do in modeling is detailed. We may have to change the date of the budget. That was the argument from the team. And I think the people who told you and you come to the conclusion that I'm a rogue minister is wrong to treat to refer to somebody like that. I think that's wrong. Let's have a respect for each other.
Minister, I'm going to request that you respond through the chairpersons.
Okay, but you didn't protect. The language you used was problematic.
As the VAT increase faces growing opposition from multiple political parties, its fate now rests on parliamentary approval, where the ANC may have to rally additional support to push the budget through. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.